Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson just read from Luke chapter 17 as we continue our sermon series on discipleship. If you would like to follow along with the written notes, you find those in the middle of page 3 in your bulletin. Have you heard of light bulb jokes? Light bulb jokes go like this. How many fill in the blank with a certain type of people does it take to change a light bulb? And then the answer is given. The classic Lutheran light bulb joke is this. How many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? The answer is 6. One to change the bulb, and 5 to comment on how much they liked the old one. I've heard it with other than Lutherans, but it definitely fits with Lutherans. Part of what characterizes effective humor is that it contains an element of truth. And so it is with the Lutheran light bulb joke. We Lutherans often find ourselves pining for the way it was, how it used to be. I get it. I'm old enough to have some of those same feelings, wishing that things were like they used to be instead of the way they are now. But such pining for the way it used to be can be very unproductive when it comes to the kingdom of God and the mission of His church. The way it used to be is not coming back. The 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s, whatever your frame of reference might be, that time is not coming back. As followers of Jesus, we are called to deal with the reality of the way things are, even if we can, to anticipate the realities that will be. I love what Dr. Dale Meyer, the president of our seminary in St. Louis, frequently says. It's a great time to be the church. With all of the changes that are around us in our world, it's a great time to be the church. The reality is, God is bringing all nations to us. In the Great Commission, Jesus says that we are to make disciples of all nations, to go and make disciples, and He's not simply talking about going to Asia or going to Africa. He's talking about as we go about our daily lives, to make disciples, to bear witness to Jesus. And increasingly, all nations is right across the street or in the next cubicle at work or at my school. Demographers tell us that within the matter of a few decades, the United States will become a majority-minority country, meaning that within just a few decades, there will be more people of non-Anglo ethnicity than Anglo. That's a very different world from the one in which I grew up in, and likely very different than where you grew up too. But the real question is, will we respond with fear or with faith? As we engage with that new reality, the way things are, will we explore and experiment and strategize? Will we move forward in faith? Or will we shrink back in fear? Will we embrace this new reality for the opportunity that it provides us to make disciples of all nations, to engage people we would never have the opportunity to reach before, Or will we sit back and pine for the way things used to be? Jesus teaches us by showing us. In the story in our gospel lesson where Jesus heals 10 lepers, Jesus acts very differently from the cultural and societal expectations of his day. Lepers in the time of Jesus were quarantined and isolated, cut off from society. In fact, when somebody approached, they were required by the law to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," so that if someone was approaching, they'd have the opportunity to hold back instead of going forward. Yet when the lepers cry out to Jesus for mercy, Jesus continues on. He tells them to go and show themselves to the priests, which was the prescribed way in Jesus' day that lepers could be declared clean and be able to return to their families and society. Jesus crosses societal and cultural barriers to bring the mercy and the grace of God to these lepers. And in doing so, he teaches us by showing us. He shows us the grace of God is truly for all. The sharing of that grace often entails a new approach, maybe even an uncomfortable approach. You and I are really not different than those 10 lepers. We need healing for our souls. We need God's gift of forgiveness, and God has answered our need by sending Jesus. Jesus, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer. We have received the gift of that healing grace from God. One of Trinity's long-standing values is a pioneering spirit, willing to try new things for the sake of others. This is a value that the Apostle Paul echoes in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, where he speaks of becoming all things for all people for the sake of the gospel, for exploring new and different ways of reaching out to those around us so that all nations will come to know the healing power of God's grace. This is not easy. In fact, it is very difficult. It challenges us. It pushes us beyond our comfort zone. But it is what we are called to do as followers of Jesus. That leads to your assignment for this week. That assignment is to take a step in building a relationship. Take a step in building a relationship with someone that God has placed into your life. Maybe it's that family from Pakistan that moved in next door. Maybe it's the man or the woman from India that offices next to you. Maybe it's the kid from Mexico in your geometry class. Take a step, one step, in building a relationship with whoever that is in your life. Introduce yourself. Spend some time with them. Give some room for the Holy Spirit to work. Pray. The world in which you and I live is changing at an ever more rapid pace. Jesus teaches us how to navigate in that world, to act in new and pioneering ways in sharing his love. So what about you? Will you respond with fear or with faith? Will you see those changes not as a threat but as an opportunity? An opportunity to share the love of Jesus with someone else. May God give us the courage of a pioneering spirit and empower us to reach out with His love. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.